Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John is a certified financial planner. He's got letters on the front and the back of his name. He's the Reverend John Harrison, CFP. And somebody's got letters on the front and the back of their name, you know they're really important. And he's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, in addition to being a financial planner and a minister, and of course, what we're so proud of him about is he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 7 years. We couldn't do without him. John Harrison, welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So how many people coming up dreamed of having a six-figure income? If I have a six-figure income, when I can make over $100,000 or whatever, you know, my worries will be over, right, John?
Well, that's what most people think before they start making a six-figure income. And it's really kind
of surprising. The problem is that when we have a six-figure income, we wind up also having a six-figure budget, right? I remember the Born Loser cartoon. I remember he was sitting at the kitchen table one time years ago, and the cartoon had him saying, well, we finally arrived. I've got a monthly payment due every day of the month.
There's some truth to that. You know, it's funny because when people pursue a career in financial planning, they spend a good deal of their time training for complex things, taxation rules, investment analysis. And I find that more and more of what we get called on is for bread and butter issues like this that, you know, some people would regard as common sense, but clearly aren't really common.
Because they shouldn't be complex at all, should they?
No, but according to a study that SunTrust released about a year ago, of households that make $100,000 a year or more, one in four of those households feel like they live paycheck to paycheck, which is pretty surprising because, you know, necessities don't really cost six figures
right.
a year
for
people. It's a time of relative prosperity. Incomes are rising. Unemployment's pretty small. The stock market has been mostly up. And people feel like they have a lot of spendable money. And as you pointed out, when their incomes go up, so do their expenses because they feel like they have to, you know, look like they're living.
Well, you know, I've got to keep up. I've got to keep up with those, you know, those pesky Joneses, you know.
Exactly. And it's easy to get so optimistic, especially when you're a business owner, because a certain amount of optimism is required to run a business. And people tell themselves that whatever financial problems they have now, they'll simply fix it by having more revenue next year. And while we always hope that, I tell people if you're living paycheck to paycheck or things are tight, even on a six-figure income or regardless of what your income is, the best thing you can do for yourself is perform what I call a budget cleanse. And that's just to sit down and take a look at each and every bill that you have and ask yourself how you can lower it.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you still need it?
People do that.
Do you still need it?
Exactly. I actually make people do that physically. You know, we do so much of our life online today. We pay things online. We have automated payments attached
right.
to our credit cards. I always tell people if you have something you pay for that you don't get a physical bill in the mail for, then print out the online invoice and put it in the stack
right.
of your physical mail bills. Yeah, and you got to pick it up and hold it and look at it and say, can I pay less for this or can I
right.
do without this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And people will surprise themselves
with all
the really unnecessary things.
It's amazing the bill creep. I call it bill creep or expense creep. It
mm-hmm.
just creeps. Things creep up, and you go along thinking, yeah, sure, I'd like to have that. I can afford it. And before long, maybe that first month or two, it was pretty exciting, but after a while, maybe you don't even use it anymore.
So you got to
pay attention to those things. But this is, when I first realized that something like this could happen was decades ago. There was a doctor I knew. I knew he was making $500 million a year. I knew he was making a lot of money way back then. And he went bankrupt.
Yes.
He was making $500 million a year, and he couldn't pay his bills. And I remember thinking, how is that? I don't even understand what universe that's even possible. But he did it.
He did indeed. I went to a presentation by an accountant in New York City who told a similar story with an anesthesiologist at Cedars-Sinai who made $2 million a year.
Wow.
And the accountant said the problem is he spent three.
That's exactly right.
And he ended up having to raise his 401k to pay a tax bill.
Amazing.
And you got to spend less
John
than
Harrison, money. Ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.